started back in the early 70s, the Free Roaming Wild Horse and Burro Act, which was passed by Congress. And Congress gave the BLM, which is the Bureau of Land Management, the duties to protect and maintain the herds of wild horses out west. The only way we can protect not only the wild horses, but the ranges that they're on, is to take X amount of animals off the ranges every year.
Are there a lot of wild horses out west, and are there any in Ohio, or are they all relocated?
All the wild horses, the federal property wild horses that are in the east, are horses that we bring from the west and offer them for adoption in the east.
Are the drought conditions across the country affecting the herds in general?
Oh, absolutely. These droughts and wildfires are terrible. We've been trying to gather them before it gets that bad, but there's only so much we can do.
Can you walk me through the process? I assume that you first must capture the animal. What happens between that point and adoption?
Well, they're gathered, and when they first are delivered to a BLM facility that specializes in wild horses, they're seen by veterinarians. Their age is determined. Some of them have blood drawn for DNA testing. Every one of them has an identification number freeze branded to the left side of their neck. They're inoculated for the diseases that our domestic horses have. Of course, out in the wild, they don't have the same problems that our domestic horses have, especially with worms and diseases. These horses travel between 20 and 30 miles a day between where they eat, sleep, and drink.
Are most people adopting these as more as pets, or can they be ridden eventually?
Oh, absolutely. You can ride them. We've got horses in almost every discipline you can think of. We've got dressage horses. They make outstanding trail horses. We have eventing horses, endurance horses. We have a couple of horses out in Arlington National Cemetery on the caisson platoon. The Border Patrol uses these horses up on both the Canadian and Mexican border for patrol.
What do people who have adopted these animals tell you about the experience?
I can tell you from firsthand experience because I have a few of my own. Intelligence is far superior than our domestic horses. If you think about wild horses and over the generations from the late 1800s when this first started, when people started going to gas engines instead of horsepower, these horses have had to learn how to survive in very arid areas. Now, our ranges are very sparsely populated with grasses, so they've had to learn this. And if you don't learn how to survive, you die.
You can find out how to get more information about the Wild Horse and Burro Adoption Program in Franklin Furnace, Ohio, on our website at wnku.org under local news. Steve Meyer, thank you.
You're welcome.